This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We do try to bring you a wide variety of great information all about your health. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. And please do visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, so please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products when you're on the site or in the store. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please do tune in next week. We will be discussing the benefits of chiropractic and mind-body medicine. And I want to alert you on Mind-Body Medicine. The Center for Mind-Body Medicine in the Washington area has a conference they're sponsoring at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda, and it's called Food as Medicine. It is from June 9th to June 12th, so you'll want to sign up as soon as possible. And this is the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals. It has a comprehensive curriculum and clinical practice pearls, outstanding faculty, gourmet healthy lunches, and whole foods demonstrations, and they are continuing education units, and partial scholarships are available. And topics include things like sustainable nutrition, nutrition in practice, understanding core imbalances, macronutrients and micronutrients, the building blocks, digestive healing, a holistic approach, mindful eating. I love that term, mindful eating, thinking well about what you're eating, kids, parents, and food, diabetes and obesity. I love this term, diabesity, a functional medicine approach, diet strategies to complement cancer care, and keeping it real, community and public health information, condition-specific nutrition therapy. And for those of you who are clinicians, this is going to be most effective. The science of supplementation, cutting-edge laboratory assessment, and prescriptions in the kitchen, cooking for health. So definitely contact the Center for Mind-Body Medicine at www.cmbm.org and find out about this conference June 9th to June 12th. I also want to remind you about the program that Village Green has for ridding unused medications. Most people don't realize that there is something you can do besides tossing it in the garbage or putting it down the toilet. We want to avoid that. An estimated 200 million pounds of unused medications are improperly disposed of each year, and that threatens our ecosystems and overall health. So instead, bring them to Village Green Apothecary, and they have this new takeaway environmental return system, and you can be assured that your drugs are disposed of safely and properly. And the method is safer for people because you don't have to worry about drugs falling into the wrong hands, safer for the environment, it avoids the trickle-down effect of improper drug disposal, and it's a smart way to dispose of drugs. So myvillagegreen.com or give them a call at 530-0800. That's 301-530-0800. 800. Now, I wanted to get started on our subject today. We are going to be meeting Mackie Silstone, and he is a fascinating individual. He's one of America's most influential sports performance managers, and his expertise has played a pivotal role in the success and longevity of scores of million-dollar world-class athletes. He is an author of 7 books on fitness. So we will be getting a lot of good information on fitness, and we will talk about omega-3s as well. So let's get started on the omega-3s. We have covered this before, but I have some new information for you. Number one, omega-3s are essential fatty acids. They are essential. We have to consume them. We don't make them. And that's what the term essential means. Now, where are they found? The best sources, and we want what's called EPA and DHA. Those are the omega-3s that are utilized best by the body. And we get those directly from fish and fish oils, fish eggs, egg yolks, and we get them indirectly, meaning in the LNA form instead of EPA DHA. We get them through greens and nuts and beans and seeds and algae. So we have vegetable sources, but those vegetable sources need to convert to the needed EPA DHA. And DHA is critical for brain structure and brain function. And some of the things that are antagonistic to the omega-3s include not consuming them, consuming hydrogenated oils and margarines, and the fact that trans fatty acids and margarines were promoted by all of our health organizations since the 40s has been a price that we're going to pay for many generations, because it alters fertility and reproduction. It alters brain structure and function, so we're more likely to have problems with focus, attention, hyperactivity, memory, cognition issues. It affects vision. These trans fats block in the cells. They block the omega-3 DHA fatty acids, and that's why they've been so harmful. So with margarine and hydrogenated oils, you're going to see as what they cause, the same as having a deficiency of the omega-3 fatty acids. So beyond cognition and neurological and brain problems, there will be delays in fetal growth and development and infant delays, impaired brain development, cognitive decline, vision dysfunction, and mood and behavior disorders. There'll be immune dysfunction as well, general inflammation, skin conditions, eczema, dermatitis, etc. Heart earwax, that's just something we look for as a hint. Frequent urination and excess thirst. So the omega-3s have a wonderful effect on our body. They are part of a group of omegas, and omega-6s are another group of essential fatty acids that we have to consume, and they're found in corn, soy, vegetables, safflower, sunflower. So we get a lot of these, and the problem in our culture is that we are quite high in omega-6 and insufficient in omega-3s, and our needs for omega-3s have increased multi-generational due to all of the years of consuming hydrogenated oils. And many people will say to me, well, my mother did that, but we don't. When a mother consumes hydrogenated oils and suppresses those omega-3s, there is a change in gene expression for 3 generations, so that the next generations have higher needs and more problems. And this is called epigenetics. This is something new that we're discovering. So you have the essential omega-3. We need more of those in the diet. Fish, fish oils, fish eggs, yolks, algae, greens, nuts, beans, and seeds. And we want to include the omega-6s, which are essential. And then one of the other omegas, omega-9, oleic acids, monounsaturates, And we talk about those as the Mediterranean oils. It's found in olive oil, safflower oil, almond oil, and avocado oils. So those are not essential. That means that we do make them. It doesn't mean they're not important. They're critically important, and they should be included in the diet. Now, symptoms of omega-3 deficiency. Dry, rough skin. I mentioned excess thirst and hard earwax. Hormonal imbalances. And in adults, diabetes and cardiovascular disease can be the net effect of a chronic omega-3 deficiencies. Now, the benefits of omega-3 in the diet or by supplements, they diminish with cessation of intake. So this means that you don't just put that omega-3 money in the bank account and it stays at one level. We're utilizing it. We're making withdrawals. So if you stop consuming it by fish and or supplements, then you get lower levels and you challenge your body to have full function then. And males have innately higher needs for omega-3 fatty acids and show more deficiency symptoms, including ADHD, cardiovascular disease. Now, the impact on ADHD and psychological disorders, the omega-3s improve cognition and learning. Think about ADHD. Language development, vision acuity, numerical skills, and eye contact. They reduce the ADHD symptoms, dyslexia in some children, learning disabilities, depression, and anxiety. And they are very important in preventing depressive disorders, including psychotic disorders. So let's look at the literature. There's some very interesting new studies on the benefits of omega-3. Here is one on low omega-3 fatty acid index and conventional cardiovascular risk factors associated with major depressive disorder. And this was an interesting study of 166 adults. And what was found is that in those adults who had markers for cardiovascular disease, there was a significant decrease in omega-3 fatty acids and that they would benefit from the use of omega-3. So I want you to stay tuned because we're going to talk about fitness and we will blend in the importance of omega-3s. You are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we always try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please do tune in next week where we will be discussing the benefits of chiropractic and mind-body medicine. Now, a reminder, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in the Washington, D.C. area is sponsoring a conference at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda, Food as Medicine. It is June 9th through the 12th, and the Center for Mind-Body Medicine is the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals. So this is really dedicated to healthcare professionals in training all about healthy foods. Whole food demonstrations are given. It's a wonderful, wonderful conference. And you can go on cmbm.org. Center for MindBodyMedicine.org, cmbm.org, and find out more about it. Now, I told you we had an exciting guest today, Mackie Shillstone, and we are going to be talking about fitness and about the benefits of fish oil for anti-aging, inflammation, and fitness. And Mackie is one of America's most influential sports performance managers, whose expertise has played a pivotal role in the success and longevity of scores of million-dollar world-class athletes. So we're really honored to have Mackie here. He's an author of 7 books. He will tell you a little bit about that. Welcome to the show, Mackie.
Well, thank you very much, Dana. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's get started with a little bit about fitness, and then we'll dovetail into that, the omega-3s. So let's just get started with fitness.
Well, you know, when you think about someone getting fit, you have to really define that. For instance, next Tuesday I'll be in West Palm Beach, Florida, working with my client Serena Williams, who's in preparation for coming back to Wimbledon. Well, there's a big difference between what you would consider tennis fitness and playing on grass, which is the fastest surface, versus what I went out and did this morning when I ran intervals on the track and ran quarter miles and did emphasize my cardiorespiratory system in that way. Both would qualify for fitness, but it really is determined on the scope of the health of the individual. It determines by their capacity to handle a specific level of fitness, and thirdly, the events that you're participating in. And just daily living, we know this. We know that fitness, let's talk about an obese population. We know that obese individuals, those would be a body mass index greater than 30, or if you're going to use a waist-to-height ratio, something greater than 55% in a woman and greater than about 60% in a man. If you use that, or you could use body fat greater than 19% as a man and probably greater than 27%, probably closer to 27% in a woman. If you use that, we know that obese people walk 4,600 to 6,000 steps in a day. So looking at those parameters, you can very easily see why we are an fairly, well, maybe almost 40% of our society is obese. We just don't move enough. In a recent study that was published, I did for my television segment that I do regularly on CBS, affiliated in my hometown, New Orleans, we looked at the research on obese individuals and sitting, and they average sitting 600 minutes a week, and that's the real key. I think if we just got up and moved, irrespective of who we are and what we do, if we got up out of our chair, moved around, if we look for simple ways to take the steps instead of the elevator, if we look for ways of parking the car a block away and walking in, that might solve half the problem. The other half of the problem, of course, sits over in your world as a registered dietitian in the eating, what you put in your mouth. So fitness is a broad category, but I think it has much to do with just movement.
Well, I think you summarized that very well, and I liked that you mentioned the steps, because I think people need ways of measuring what they're doing, something discrete, something simple. And I do recommend the pedometers to my patients, and I ask them to find out what they do on a normal day, because for some people, if you tell them they need to aim for 10,000 or 15 or 20,000, if they're doing 2,000, it's going to be pretty difficult. So I ask them to find out what is average and then to add 2,000 steps to that. After a few days, more. Tell us a little bit more about how many steps for, say, women, men, and I'm sure it has to do with other activities as well, like if you're biking and moving in that way.
Well, you know, Dana, it's very similar to total fluid volume. We tell people to drink half their body weight in ounces of water,
mm-hmm.
or fluid. You know, as a nephrologist, a kidney specialist would say, well, I've got to look at total fluid volume. And the same thing applies when you go to steps. You've got to look at the total movement. You on average, on a 2-foot stride that a typical individual takes, and the problem is when we age, our stride shortens and we take more steps, but we shorten our center of gravity, and that's why the elderly tend to fall more and have more issues with hip fractures, which, of course, 25% of them lead to death because of pneumonia. The idea that we found out, we have what's called an actigraph. We're one of the few programs in the country that we track people. What this allows us to do, this fits on the foot, it's less than the size of a quarter. We can actually see the entire movement pattern of the individual. If they walk within 10 feet of their computer, it'll upload to our site. We can see every movement all the time. We're tracking Major League umpires right now in a project for Major League Baseball, and we also tracked 2 seasons ago and wrote an in-depth paper on this, on the NBA, on the movement patterns of NBA players. What's interesting, to answer your question, we know that obese people walk 4,600 to 6,000 steps in a day. We know that overweight people walk 6,000 to 7,000 steps in a day. We know that normal weight people walk 7,000 to 8,000 steps in a day. We know that to get the weight off, you have to approach 10,000 steps. And possibly as much as 12,500. It may require a total movement. Now, I'm not just talking about what you do for fitness, but all your activities, getting up out of bed, moving up and down the stairs, of 60 to 90 minutes in a day. I think you're dead on when you say chart the movement first. We do that. Colorado on the Move was the first program in the country that really looked at the movement pattern of over 2,000 Coloradans, and they determined that Colorado by nature was an overweight state. And then when they simply added in an additional 2,000 steps, they were able to really make significant changes in the population. This went on to be America on the Move that brought this into vogue. Now it's pretty well standard, what I just gave you as a parameter to use. And we have seen in countless studies at our program, which is the fitness principle at East Jefferson Hospital, where we track people in our program, we see that we can pretty well look, if we never saw the person and looked at their step count and looked at their age, we could pretty well determine whether this person was obese or just overweight.
You know, that's fascinating, Mackie, and I think this is so important. Would you restate for our listeners the normal versus overweight versus obese in the findings on steps per day and what the goal is?
All right, well, this comes from America on the Move. the steps that we find in obese people. That would be someone, for instance, with a, you know, with a body mass index, if you're going to use that parameter of greater than 30, what we find is they typically walk between 4,600 to 6,000 steps in a single day. We know that an overweight individual, that would be defined as someone with a body mass index, your weight in kilograms divided by your height in meters squared. Basically, it's your height versus your weight. I think a better parameter is your waist-to-height ratio, which is endorsed by the American Academy of Endocrinology. I can tell you that overweight people with a BMI of somewhere greater than 25, closer to 27, walk 6,000 to 7,000 steps in a day. Someone who would be normal weight with a BMI of around somewhere in the neighborhood of 22 to 23 or not going lower than maybe 19 because that would be underweight would walk somewhere between 7 and 8,000 steps in a day. To get it off, we know that you need to approach 10,000 steps in a day. We also know, Dana, that children, little boys, because I wrote a book called Body Plan for Kids, we know that little boys need to move, in general, for basic health, in the neighborhood of 10,000 steps in a day. And we know that little girls need to move at least 12,000 steps. And the reason is because little boys, by the nature of their movement, do much more movement than the little girls do, especially as the girls get older in age. Now, that's changed and has changed with Title IX with more girls involved in sporting activities. But on general, the little girls have to move a little bit more.
You know, that's fascinating. I did not know the difference between the males and females in the number of steps. And I'm sure that there are a lot of parents out there that aren't aware that this is a good way to start educating children as to how much movement is important.
Well, all the basic health parameters from the American Academy of Pediatrics will get behind this, that kids need to, well, I'll use the magic number, 10,000 steps, but it's a little bit more in girls. They need about 60 minutes of activity every day. Now, what do we know about human beings? Well, if we want to get the weight off, it equates to roughly 200 minutes of exercise a week. Now, I wrote one of my books is called The Fat Burning Bible. And I gave a strategic plan, it was John Wiley and Sons a couple of years ago, on how to lose weight, but based on gender. It was a gender-based fat reduction program. I think the hardest thing we're having to battle right now is everybody talks about weight off, but I can tell you in doing DEXA scans in our hospital program, means awake, we can see body composition all the way down to the skeleton. It's not how much weight you lose, it's preservation of lean muscle tissue. But it gets back to the old adage of, I mean, if you don't move it, you're going to lose it. So I think the key for parameters of your listening audience is from the American College of Sports Medicine. Get out there, you know, do some resistance training, whether it be with tubing or whether it be with machines or slight dumbbells. You know, work the major muscle groups, 8 to 10 different exercises. As you get older, increase the rate, the reps, but drop the weight down, and do that to at least 2 times a week. And it's an inverse relationship. As you get older, you need more, ironically, more resistance training to preserve the loss of muscle, because that's called sarcopenia, the aging loss of muscle. And those people that you see, Dana, in your clinical world in the hospital that lose muscle in the hospital typically is called cachexia.
You know what I'd like to do? This is so important. Let's start our next segment talking about this term sarcopenia, because it's a new one to many listeners. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And always a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, you can tune in. We will be discussing the benefits of chiropractic and mind-body medicine. And speaking of mind-body medicine, another reminder that the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in the Washington, D.C. area is sponsoring a fabulous conference in Bethesda at the Hyatt Regency, June 9th to June 12th, and it's Food as Medicine. And this conference is the nation's leading clinical nutrition training program for healthcare professionals, and it provides a comprehensive curriculum and clinical practice goals. The faculty is outstanding. Go on www.cmbm.org. That's Center for Mind Body Medicine, cmbm.org. Now, we have been having an interesting discussion with Mackie Shillstone, and he's one of America's most influential sports performance managers. Over 3,000 professional athletes have turned to Mackie to give them the body, the drive, the stamina, and the performance that they need to win. He's an author of 7 books. And what was interesting in the first segment, he talked to us about number of steps to take a day and that the obese are only taking 4,600 to 6,000 steps a day. And those that are overweight are only taking about 6,000 to 7,000. Normal is about 7,000 to 8,000, but to be fit, we need to get 10,000 to 12,000, and those are general recommendations. So, Mackie, we started the discussion of this term called sarcopenia. If you could define it better for individuals so our listeners know what we're talking about with sarcopenia.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dana, defining it, many people are living it, and the interesting point is sarcopenia is best defined as the aging loss of muscle, muscle that you lose as you age. If you think of muscle as something that carries you around and fat is something that you carry around, we used to think fat was inert. We used to think it was just unsightly and it was an accumulation from too much in and not enough out. But we know that fat now, especially around the visceral area or the abdominal area, sends out some very negative signals. They're called ADIPO, A-D-I-P-O, cytokines. Basically, those are fat signals. And they go out and they spread this word of inflammation, which is contraindicated to the body. But in reference to your question, sarcopenia occurs usually after the age of 30, where you might lose if you were just this inactive individual and did nothing about this, you would lose about 0.5% of your muscle per year. Now, that goes on about that rate if you were to do nothing till you become about 60. Then it jumps to 1% per year, and then after 70, it doubles, and 80, it triples. Now, here's what we know. We know that sarcopenia, in many cases, is something that is happening, and we've got to try and stop it, and we're not greatly successful at it, but we can be. And I'll give you an example. I'm 60 years of age, and I've actually gained 10 pounds of muscle based on DEXA scan over the last 2 years. I actually followed my own book, Lean and Hard, The Science of Building Muscle. And science is now pointing us in the direction that resistance training can, in fact, help us to offset this with adequate protein. And we base protein, typically a dietitian such as yourself might base it on 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body mass. A kilogram is 2.2 pounds. In the strength community, those are those strength athletes like powerlifters and football players, you might be considering as much as 1.8 to 2.2 grams of protein for every 2.2 pounds. And endurance athletes, those are those cyclists or endurance runners or recreational marathoners or 10K people, their protein requirement may be 1.6 to 1.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body mass. Well, what we've learned over time is that because protein is not stored in the body, you only have about 100 grams of what's called labile protein. That's why it's easy in the hospital. If you go in there and they operate on you with a major operation and you don't get the adequate nutrition, you can lose muscle in the hospital rather quickly because the body will break it down for support of other systems like your hormone system and other vital systems. That's called cachexia, C-A-C-H-E-X-I-A. That's the difference between a disease loss of muscle and sarcopenia, which is the loss due to aging. But Dana, you can stop this if you're willing to make the effort.
Well, I had no idea how much muscle is lost pretty quickly when you're sedentary. So we see this when people have a surgery and they can't walk for 4 weeks, 6 weeks. What can an individual do in those circumstances to try and maintain muscle mass?
Well, you know, Dana, I think it has so much to do with finding out how much muscle you have. Now, the gold standard used to be water immersion. You know, you'd have to get into a pool. They'd blow out your lungs.
Yes.
Go underwater just for a second or two, and they'd measure the displacements. Basically, an Archimedes principle. There are measures now that use electrical impedance. It's a little radio frequency through the body, and it measures total body water. And because muscle is 70% water and 30% amino acids, they can make these estimations. That turned out to be not too bad, although if you ate a meal right beforehand, if you were dehydrated, it could be very much skewed. There was another way of doing it with infrared technology, but the current gold standard is something that we use in my program. It's called the DEXA. It's called dual X-ray absorptiometry. It's two X-ray beams, and it's only one-tenth the amount of radiation of a normal X-ray, so it's nothing. But that is the way you look at bone mineral density, which you know as you age, potentially loss, especially in women, if when their hormones change, if not getting enough calcium, not doing resistive training, they can lose this. They can lose bone, and they can become osteopenia. Those are the weak bones, and the osteoporotic are those bones that are porous. It has everything to do with a T-score. That's a rating that can be done. It's done in the spine and in the hip. But this same device can also look and make a determination of soft tissue such as muscle tissue. And this is, we use the GE Lunar System, and we can see body fat, we can see muscle down to the gram, we can see bone. So we don't feed based on formulas, we feed specific to the amount of lean muscle that you have. For instance, Mackie Shillstone is 10% body fat. On my weight of 142 pounds, whatever, I know from DEXA, I remember this number, that I just did it in February. I have 126 pounds of lean muscle tissue. That's fat-free tissue. So my requirement for protein for myself is 126 grams of protein in a day. And I get that over three meals and over three snacks, where I'll use one of these protein shakes. It's just protein, and I can determine what carbs I want to add to it. And I'm able to do that. And resistance training. I wrote a book called Lean and Hard, The Body You've Always Wanted in 24 Workouts, which is actually over 6 weeks, where I showed using a substance called creatine, which is an amino acid, in addition to adequate protein, adequate carbohydrates, and training 4 days a week with resistance training and doing, you would call it interval training. You might jog or run 100 yards and walk 50 yards and run 100 yards. That type of start and stop not only improves your cardiorespiratory system, but when you add it to the resistive training, like a chest press, a muscle where you push and pull with the body, even if it's with resistance tubing, you can stop this loss of muscle as you age. And I will tell you that sarcopenia is the unknown epidemic right now that is probably responsible for the major amount of admits we have in nursing homes, for the numbers of falls that we have where the elderly will fall because your muscle holds you up. If you looked at the DEXA scan and you saw on a human being such as myself, I have over 65,000 grams of lean muscle tissue, but I only have about 4,200 grams of bone. So the muscle is so critical to support of the skeletal system, which prevents you from falling. We would not be as frail a society as we are right now when we age.
Well, this part that you're talking about with the sarcopenia to me is so important, because what I'm seeing in my clinical practice is increased problems with low tone in children. Now, some of that has to do with genetic predisposition and gene expression and defects in the way they metabolize and utilize amino acids from protein. So we work at it from a metabolic point of view, because if we don't correct those underlying issues, you really can't make that muscle build more muscle unless the tissues are getting the nutrients. But this issue of low tone in children and more body fat than they should have and less lean muscle mass is showing up in the way they run. They use what my observation is, they use their legs like elderly do, more like crutches, sort of trying to balance on their legs instead of using their muscles. They have an unusual gait. They're not good at climbing. Biking is difficult as well. I know you wrote a book on kids, and I think people would really be interested. I want to let them know that they can get in touch with you through MackieShillstone.com, MackieShillstone.com. But tell us a little bit about the kids as well.
But you know what's so interesting, Dana, and I'm sure you've seen it over the years in your work and your practice, that the kids are not people. We all assume the kids are just little adults, and they're not. We know this. When I wrote my book,
You know what? I'm going to hold this for the last segment because we have too much to talk about with regard to the kids. So I want to let our listeners know that they're tuned in to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more information on fitness, and we'll be talking about omega-3s as well.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of good information about your health. We are here every Sunday morning. Tune in next week. We will be discussing the benefits of chiropractic and mind-body medicine. And a final reminder, the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in the Washington area is sponsoring a conference at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda. It's Food as Medicine, June 9th to 12th, and you can go on www.cmbm.org. Think of Center for Mind-Body Medicine.org. Now, we've been having a fascinating discussion with Mackie Shillstone. We've been talking about fitness, and we want to bring in the omega-3s with regard to aging and fitness and inflammation. And something very interesting, Mackie covered that abdominal fat increases inflammatory chemicals called cytokines and spreads that inflammation. So this is actually a pretty new finding, and I'm glad that he brought it up. We were also talking about the kids, the low tone, the body fat, starting at earlier and earlier ages, and Mackie's going to tell you a little bit about that. Mackie, let's start with the kids.
Well, Dana, the interesting, when I wrote the book, Body Plan for Kids, which is a nice little paperback that people can read, it was put out at Basic Health Publishing last year. In my research, it was fascinating. when I began to interview and look into the research on parents that had overweight children, and the way you define this, my book will give you, the pediatricians will look at a height and growth, a height chart and growth chart, and they'll relate it to a BMI. And if you fall into the 85th percentile or above, you would be considered a child that, for your age and height, you would be considered overweight. And if you went up to the 95th percentile, you would be considered obese. Again, the book gives you simple things that you can immediately determine that. Then it gives you questions you should ask your doctor. This is why I put that the first chapter, because 60% of the parents out there that have children that are considered overweight or obese by this American Academy of Pediatrics scale. And by the way, there is a link that I give you to the federal government where you can get all these charts that are simple to follow. You don't have to do any math or anything. It will show you. 60% of the parents had no idea that they had kids that were overweight or obese. And the reason is, when all the kids are out there running amongst each other or standing amongst each other or sitting, I should say, they all look the same. So the problem is there, we're just not seeing it. Then the other point is, you can consider that of those kids that are overweight or obese, if you turn around and look into the parents, they are of the same stature. So when I considered my book, Body Plan for Kids, having guided the career of over 3,000 pro athletes, most recently working the last 2 years with Serena Williams, I knew that I had to turn the parents into, so to speak, the trainer, to train or help the most precious possession or thing they have, and that's their children. And I think you can see right now Michelle Obama has done an excellent job going out and bringing to bear this issue of obesity in children. So, Dana, it's an issue right now that's easily correctable. 10,000 steps a day for little boys, 12,000 steps a day. Basically, the American Academy of Pediatrics talks about 60 minutes of activity a day that is for children. But the problem is, we're not recognizing the problem because, number one, we don't see it. And number two, the people that are seeing it think it's okay because they're overweight or obese as well.
You know, you said it very well. And I do think we're starting to do a turnaround because we have so many overweight and obese people. We've tilted the balance beyond 50% now of the population is either overweight or obese. It's shocking. An interesting little piece of information. If a mother is a healthy weight when she has a child, that child is more likely to have a healthy weight throughout their life. If that mother gains weight and becomes overweight or obese, that child that she carries while she's overweight is predisposed to obesity because in becoming overweight or obese, there has been a change in gene expression, and it affects three generations. That's why we look at the epidemic in obesity. There are no genetic epidemics. It's environmental. It's what we're eating and the lack of movement. So let's talk a little bit. Let's get into the omega-3s because you have some interesting information about why they help us lose weight, and people have a hard time understanding how a fat can help us lose weight.
Well, you know what's interesting, Dana? In my program at East Jefferson General Hospital, our clients come in to our comprehensive weight management. Of course, they're predominantly overweight or obese. We rarely ever see anybody that doesn't have I saw a woman come in with a DEXA number. We measure by DEXA scan, which is the gold standard dual X-ray technology. We can see body fat. We can see where it is down to the gram and muscle and bone. We see people that are walking in with a total tissue fat of 55% of their whole body. And it seems to be the norm, 40, 45, 50, 55. What's interesting in this vein of the omega-3s, the type of individual that's walking in also happens to qualify for something I'm sure you're aware of called metabolic syndrome, which is a cluster of symptoms that was brought to bear in 1988 by a researcher named Gerald Reaven out of Stanford. And there were five categories. It was your blood pressure, it was your dyslipidemia, your HDL too low, and your triglycerides way too high, your waist measurement greater than 35 in a woman and greater than 40 in a man. I wrote a book about this called The Fat-Burning Bible. And then a fasting blood sugar greater than 110. In some cases, they make it greater than 100, but usually greater than 110. And a blood pressure greater than 135, it's 145 over 85. It only took three strikes. Now, what science has refined that Dr. Reaven was just dead on. It's not a precursor that you have a problem now. It means that you're heading to diabetes type 2 and to a first event heart attack or stroke. Well, now you can take your triglycerides, which is a blood fat. We know that may be the ball game because these triglycerides have an effect on seven different LDL. Those are the bad type of cholesterols, where there's seven of them. And these triglycerides, take your triglycerides and divide it by your good cholesterol. That's the HDL. And you divide that. And if that number is greater than 3, moving toward 4, you're about to walk into metabolic syndrome. If it's past 4, you're definitely in it. And it's an easy way to have a blood test to look at this. And then the omega-3s come in really through the back door with one of those omega-3s. There's, of course, we know EPA, eicosapentaic acid, and DHA, docohexaenoic acid. Just remember EPA and DHA. And the idea behind this is it seems that the DHA enhances the breakdown of fat through something, let's just make it simple, through the expression of something called an enzyme called LPL, which is a gatekeeper. Basically, the DHA has an effect on the gatekeeper for the breakdown of fat. That's known as lipofat lysis or breakdown. If you talk about fat manufacture, that'd be called lipogenesis. Genesis, of course, is building. And the whole concept behind this this work is that you're using a good fat to mitigate a bad fat. What do we think about that? Well, we know about trans fats. We know those saturated fats that become hard at room temperature. We know about the omega-6s of the linoleic acids. We now know that you have to have this balance. Nothing, you know, the omega-6s have been maligned, but it's really, they have a purpose. They deal with inflammation. There's a certain time when we need some inflammation to fight disease, but when it runs wild, when this balance between the good fats, the essential fatty acids, which in our society we think maybe 2 to 1, we're probably 20-1 of the omega-6 to omega-3. If we just got more fish, eating salmon or good healthy fish with no heavy metals, you know, stay away from your tuna, your swordfish, and your mackerel. Emphasize more salmon, sardines, those. And if you take a good quality fish oil like the Nordic Natural brand, because it is so pure. And it is a triglyceride formula. And I'll tell you one thing that we learned in our study, Dana. When you look at the prescription version out there, Lovasta, it is an ethyl ester formula. And they'll even say in their advertising, it will drop your triglycerides. That's that bad lipid, that fat. But it can also increase your LDL, the bad cholesterol, and it may drop your good cholesterol. We have found, at least in our program, in an anecdotal manner, looking at befores and afters. This is not a double-blind placebo-controlled study. But we found that the triglyceride formula, such as the Nordic, like the Ultimate Omega, just in minimal amounts, and the requirement with metabolic syndrome can go as high as 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA together. When you see those levels like that, just the simple amount of the good healthy fats, we can see a drop in the triglycerides without affecting the good cholesterol and not raising that LDL. So I think science is going to prove that out. It's the type of formula that you should look at. Look for a brand like a Nordic brand that says a triglyceride-based formula.
I'm glad you said that, because what we're looking at is that omega-3s have a significant impact. If we're deficient, we're going to gain weight. We're also not going to have mental clarity. Vision will be less. They have a full body effect, but this effect on the type of fat we have and cardiovascular risk is so important. And I thank you, Mackie, for joining us on the show. We will certainly have you back, because you have way too much information and we need to get a hold of that information.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. You're very kind to have me, and God bless your audience.
Thank you. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living at 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
You hear the sounds of hammers and saws, but it's also the sound of freedom and independence. Across America, people are supporting Homes for Our Troops build specially adapted homes for our severely injured veterans. Now, it's your turn to help Sergeant Stephen Kiernan, who lost both legs while serving in Iraq. He volunteered to protect our freedom. You can volunteer your time, donate materials, or make a cash donation to this effort. Visit homesforourtroops.org or call 866-7-TROOPS.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Near the borders of Syria, Lebanon, and the West Bank, fighting has broken out between Israeli troops and pro-Palestinian protesters. CNN's Rima Maktabi is at a Lebanese border town.
We were hearing the gunshots, and let me explain why. These are probably the most tense borders for Lebanon. The protesters, Palestinian protesters, are just few kilometers away from the border, and the Lebanese army is deployed heavily on this border just to prevent any Palestinian or Lebanese or whoever from coming close to the Israeli border.
At least two people were killed along the border with Lebanon. Syrian TV reports four protesters died in the Golan Heights area.